Salutations, dear brothers and sisters, in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is our last day in sharing of the Word of God for our daily devotion this week. I thank God Almighty for His abundant grace to enable me to minister His blessed Word to His people. I also thank Brother Andrew Peering and his colleague Brother Nzima for giving me opportunity to share the Word of God in this daily devotion platform that I believe has been a great blessing to many. I also appreciate and thank you all, dear brethren, who took time to listen to these humble teachings on this subject of collaboration. Indeed, it's because of collaboration with very many brethren that has made this platform such a great success. With this in mind, let us have a short word of prayer. Precious Heavenly King, we'd like to appreciate you for this moment and opportunity again as we are coming to wind and to summarize on this topic of collaboration. Heavenly Father, lay your hands upon it so that it will be a blessing to your people. Thank you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Now, yesterday, we looked at how the issue of politics in the ministry has affected the promotion of collaboration, brotherhood, and unity for the sake of the work of God in the body of Christ. First, I wish to correct something which I said in reference to how God feels about this whole thing. I used the word bleeding, but I feel touched of the Spirit of the Lord to replace that word with grief. Instead of saying the heart of God is bleeding, let us say appropriately, it grieves him at his heart. Please forgive me for that, and may God also forgive me. Now, let us read the word of the Lord. Today, I want us to take this scripture in Psalm 133. I read in the name of the Lord. Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It's like the precious ointment upon the head that went down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard that went down to the skirts of his garments, as the dew of Hermon and as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. Amen. Now, brothers and sisters, we're on the issue of collaboration. So, as a summary, I want you to take note of these points. We may not be able to exhaust everything because of time. So certainly, I'm expecting that you'll be inspired or you have been inspired to study more on this subject, because it is a very wide subject. At one time, I was inspired by the Holy Spirit to teach on this principle of collaboration when we were dealing with evangelism strategy that works, which each any one of you can access elsewhere. But as we are summarizing, take note of this. Value brotherhood and unity. Supernatural presence of God is among God's people when they live and fellowship in an atmosphere of love and unity. Therefore, let us keep spreading it to others. The issue of politics in the ministry and the church is toxic. there is need to detoxify the atmosphere by especially you, my dear pastors. By virtue of your position and influence, you can do a lot to help in this respect. For example, 1. Champion brotherhood and unity both in our local churches, between sister churches, and above all with the fellow pastors and other ministers in the body of Christ. 2. Create opportunities or initiatives that enhance love, unity, and brotherhood among the people of God. 3. Money. This element can easily be a source of conflict if not handled well with maturity and wisdom. See? Conflicts can affect relationships with fellow ministers in the church and with even others in the body of Christ. Is that right? This in turn will make it difficult for us to achieve our noble objective of collaboration in the work of God. We all may stand to lose if we fail in this area. But I believe with earnest prayers daily among the saints, as I did yesterday, I do it now today, I propose this to be part of our daily devotion, that with earnest prayers daily among the saints, goodwill of the ministers, and by the grace of our lovely Lord and Savior, we shall attain this principle, and success will surely be assured. Amen. Apart from enjoying peace and fellowship among the saints, the spreading of the glorious gospel will be enhanced, and many souls will be won to Christ to the glory of God. 4. The struggle for leadership positions in our churches should really cease. Instead, we should strive together to build teams of missionaries to do evangelism and bring more souls to Christ and to the church. You have to grow. See, our local churches should experience growth both in numbers and maturity of the saints in the faith. This, I believe, is the will of God. Therefore, collaboration is one among many great principles in the Word of God that can enable us to fulfill the will of God. Humility and respect for each other, recognizing the grace of God upon one another is very important, brethren. Then laying aside pride, arrogance, gossip, desire for dominance can go a long way to promote brotherhood, unity, and collaboration among us. 6. Recognize the program of God for the hour as you labor in his fields of harvest. John chapter 4, verse 35. Finally, this is a reminder that there is need for collaboration. This is much more needed in the most important task and work of God for this hour, that is evangelism. You need to properly develop your own strategies to reach out to people. Adjust. Don't stay aloof. Join in helping. Do something. May God bless you. Amen. A short prayer. Precious Father, as we are closing this subject, I trust that if there is anything said from the beginning up to today, not your word, remove it, Father, from the hearts of your children. But that which was from you and which is a vindicated word of the law, may it be a blessing and a contribution for the progress of the kingdom of God and a blessing to the church of the living God. Thank you, Master. Blessed be your holy name. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I pray and believe. Amen.